In Luke, the 17th chapter, verses 11 through 19, by inspiration of God, Luke recorded an account that took place in the life of Jesus. In Luke 17, verses 11 through 19, the Bible says, "And it came to pass, as he went to Jerusalem, that he passed through the midst of Samaria and Galilee. And as he entered into a certain village, there met him 10 men who were lepers, which stood afar off. And they lifted up their voices and said, Jesus, Master, have mercy on us. And when he saw them, he said unto them, Go show yourselves unto the priest. And it came to pass that as they went, they were cleansed. And one of them, when he saw that he was healed, turned back and with a loud voice glorified God and fell down on his face at his feet, giving him thanks. And he was a Samaritan. And Jesus answering said, Were there not 10 cleansed? But where are the 9? There are not found that return to give glory to God save this stranger. And he said unto him, Arise, go thy way, thy faith hath made thee whole. The theme for the month of November is Thank God. There are numerous things for which we ought to be thankful. Friends and family, spiritual and material provisions, and opportunities of service and worship. We will be considering many of these and more in our studies this month. To begin, consider the 10 lepers in the story that we just read about Jesus and how he healed them. How many of those 10 lepers were truly grateful? Sadly, just one. However, consider this. If you were among those healed, would you not have at least a sense of gratitude? Surely we all would. So what made this one leper the only one who was truly grateful? You see, gratitude is more than a feeling of gratefulness. For true gratitude expresses itself by words of thanksgiving. You see, that is what this one healed leper did. The text says he turned back and with a loud voice glorified God and fell down on his face at his feet, giving him thanks. He expressed his thankfulness. So this month, as we discuss these various things for which we are to be thankful, let us not forget to turn to God and glorify him with words of thanksgiving. Let us humbly bow in prayer, not with constant requests, but with an earnest attitude of thanksgiving. Let us have the attitude of gratitude, but let it be more than an attitude. Let us express our gratefulness by giving thanks to God. May we never forget to be a thankful people for all that God has provided for us.